Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hey, listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond radio show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the premier forum on technology and persons with disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. It's a very special show tonight. Before we get started, I want to introduce you to the players. My left, Lynn Golder, my co-host. Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us.
And our other co-host tonight, David Hildebrand. David?
David, one and all, it's me. Hey, hey, hey.
Belated
happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
And our producer and our engineer, without him we can't have a show. He's in the studios. Chris Shaw.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I'm sitting up here dating stuff, and I keep putting 2021 up here. So, Lynn, my bad. It's 2022.
Change it, Chris.
It's 2022. All right, I got it.
Tonight's show, we'll be talking about the words, the quality of life throughout the whole show. And tonight, this show, it's a very special show to Lynn and myself. We're going to dedicate this show to our beloved Miss Green. Miss Green passed on Thursday. And I can't say enough about the one, the only Miss Green. Lynn, do you have any shout-outs tonight?
I do, and the show won't be the same without her barking, right, at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows that knows the show. Yes, I have a lot of shout-outs, and yes, the show is dedicated in memory of our Miss Green. But first, I'd like to give a shout-out to John in Irvine, California. I hope you're listening, and we hope you enjoy the show. I'd like to give a shout-out to Margaret. Margaret, I met from Cocker Spaniels and Friends Facebook page, and all the other kind and supportive people that have been writing to me since yesterday on the Cocker Spaniels and Friends page. They are a wonderful group of people, and they understand. And many have experienced the same pain and grief that Michael and I are experiencing now. I'd also like to give a shout-out, well, Michael does too. We would like to give a shout-out to Anthony Martin. Anthony Martin is the owner of Choice Mutual, and out of the clear blue, I opened the door, I think it was the day before yesterday, Friday, and there was the most gorgeous floral arrangement. So, Anthony, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your kind words and the gorgeous flowers, which consist of white roses and white lilies and purple roses, just gorgeous. I'd also like to give a warm shout out to our dear friend, Sherry Brun. Sherry knows all about losing a beloved pet more than once. Thank you, Sherry, for calling us the night before last. That was so kind and thoughtful of you to reach out to us. I'd also like to thank my oldest and dearest friend, Debbie Elster, for walking me through this new chapter in our lives without Miss Green. Debbie, I love you. And I'd also finally thank you, Auntie Nancy Matakonis, for always caring. Miss Green loved you immensely. Those are my shout-outs.
And now we'd like to talk to David. David, do you have any shout-outs, David?
No. Let's see. I should give a shout-out to my dear friend, the Lake family, who always listen religiously up there, their family get-together up in Pittsburgh, and to my lovely wife. Who's probably giving a listen on, and that's it for now. Maybe more later.
Hey, hi, Brenda, if you're listening.
Hi, Brenda. Folks, I'll just tell you this, and I'm not going to say this the whole show, just so you'll know, but I just want to say this so you'll understand. In my life, I've had a lot of pets. Cats, dogs. But I just have to tell you this. Miss Green, to me, to Lynn, hey, she wasn't a dog. She was Miss Green. We got Miss Green when they permitted us to take her from her mother. I think she was about 10 weeks old, right, Lynn?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Probably around 10 weeks.
And we had her for 14 and a half years.
She was born in August. We picked her up in Pennsylvania in October.
So I was blessed. I was sighted when I first met her, and I saw her. I picked her up at St. Pence, came from upstate Pennsylvania. We traveled from West Palm Beach, Florida, that's where we lived at the time, to
Philadelphia,
up to, when we drove up to Williamsport, Pennsylvania to pick her up in the mountains, up in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. That's where she was born. Miss Green never had, I never saw a dog who could never growl. She never growled, ever. Not only did she never growl, she never had a bad word, nothing. Right, Lynn?
Right. Well, that's because the breeder, that's the way she bred the dogs, and they were all kind. And
other dogs growl or they snap or whatever. Not Miss Green. Not Miss Green, never.
Breeder made sure that never happened.
So Miss Green, where's Miss Green? what I want to talk about tonight was not just about Miss Green. We learned, I learned especially, this new phrase.
Right. When we were really faced with it this week.
It's called quality
of life.
Of life. And the reason I'm going to mention it, because it's brought up to me many times over the past, well, since I've been blind.
Mm-hmm.
It first came to my attention, believe it or not, with an uncle who decided to take his own life because he was 88 years old, and he said he had a great life, and he said he was on dialysis, and he didn't want to do any more dialysis, and the doctor told him if he stopped the dialysis, in 10 days he would be gone. And he decided, after his daughter's wedding, that was her second wedding, that he was going to stop living. Before that, he stopped living. We spoke. He called me up and spoke to me, and he said to me, at that time he knew I was blind, and he saw me. He met me with Nancy and myself. He met me once in West Palm Beach. And he said, right to me, right to my face, he said, I couldn't do what you're doing. You being blind, I couldn't handle being blind. He said, I can't handle right now taking dialysis. And he says, I want to go out on my terms. I've had a great life. I'm 88 years old. I've done everything I ever wanted to do. And I don't want to go out when it's not my time. I want to go out when I want to go out, not when someone's going to be put me in a wheelchair or anything else. Right now, I want to go out. And that's what he said. I'm going to talk about quality of life because a lot of folks say, well, they're blind. So is that a quality of life? My answer is absolutely. We're going to be discussing this. David and I will be talking about this later on in the show. As far as Ms. Green, well, it started a year ago that she was a little bit different. And over the last course of the last month, she was getting worse and worse. And it started where about 2 weeks ago, Lynn, she couldn't walk anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she couldn't walk. And our vet, our normal vet, to which she goes every few days, every week, and she did not say to us to put her down. She only said the quality of life. She kept on saying to us, quality of life, quality of life. So I got a second opinion. I called up a mobile vet and came to our house. And the mobile vet came to our house, and she was going to give her acupuncture and give her B12 shots.
But she did give it to her.
So she did give it, and she said after the first one, I'm not going to give you any hope. I'm telling you now. And she was very nice. Oh, she took our money, and she said, you want me to come back? And we said yes. She said, I'm telling you now, I'm not going to give you any hope. So the second time she came back, a couple days later, she came back, and we said, I think it was helping. And we said, well, I think it's good. And did she get it? She brought it up again, the quality of life. And she said she didn't think Miss Green was getting better, but let's see. I'm not getting my hopes up, she said. And I'm telling you now, I don't want you to get your hopes up. I want you to do something for me, she said. I want you to go to, did she say a book or a computer?
No, there's every veterinarian has an oath like about quality of life. She said to go to the University of Ohio. That they had one. That it was
by
like
quality
like
of life.
Almost like a soul-searching survey.
And at certain points, to certain points, would they consider what the quality of life is.
Right. And you're supposed to read
it. And you're supposed to read it. And when is it time? When is it time for quality of life?
Right.
So the point is, I could not bring myself to even think that terrible word about putting her down. I couldn't think of it. Then about a week ago, it was getting worse. And Lynn kept on taking Miss Green by putting her in a wheelbarrow.
A
wagon. And take her out to the street so she can go make in the street and the grass outside. And because she couldn't walk. And honestly, her left leg was so limp. I was afraid to pick it up. Couldn't do it. And finally, this week, Lynn said, and she would bark every night. Every night she'd bark, middle of the night. Lynn would be up half the night with her. And she'd a whimper and a bark. Because if she wanted water, she wanted to go. She couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. So finally, Lynn said to me on Thursday morning, I think it's time. And I said, Lynn, if you think it's time, I couldn't bring myself to say it. I'm not as strong as Lynn. Lynn's stronger than me. And all I'm saying is this way. Miss Green, we will love you forever. But she is Miss Green.
Part of the show.
She was part of the show. Well, she was part of us. Anyway, we're going to be discussing throughout the show the quality of life. And I want to discuss that very strongly. And if anybody wants to call in and discuss quality of life, phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We're going to go to break. And we'll come back. We'll talk to our first guest. And after our first guest, we'll be talking about quality of life. And that's especially very important to me, especially being blind, especially when there's a lot of us that do a lot. And let's go to break. And we'll talk to you on the way other side of the break. 407-894-1680. Like to hear from you during the show. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom and I hope you enjoy them.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th. At the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're jumping back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
That's my cue?
Yeah, you're
okay.
Up.
I just remembered I had to unmute our first guest. Well, I'd like to welcome Julia Santiago, and Julia is the assistant director at CSUN Center on Disabilities, and she's going to tell us all about the 37th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. Welcome, Julia.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to join you, definitely on the virtual side, but we're looking forward to the upcoming conference, as you said, the 37th CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, and we're actually very excited because we're getting back together in person this year.
That's what Andrew said. You're doing both this year. You're in person and you're virtual.
Well, we're not exactly virtual. We're definitely having a lot of sessions and presentations that will be live streamed, but with a big focus on getting back together in person. Since last year's conference, which was virtual, we did a lot of getting a lot of feedback from people, just kind of wanting to know what people were looking forward to this year. And we're very excited because we're implementing some new things at the conference, basically taking some of the feedback that we've gotten. So we're very excited to see people and see, you know, how these new events that we have planned will be.
Well, tell everybody first, if they're just tuning in for the first time, tell them what CSUN is, and then you know, give them a basic overview, and then you can go into the new and exciting add-ons that you're doing.
Yeah, great. Well, the CSUN Assistive Technology Conference is a conference that we bring together people from across the globe. We have a number of those who work in the assistive technology field. We have users. We have different companies that come representing their accessibility divisions. The conference itself runs the week of March 14th through the 18th, and we have a number of sessions, over 200, I think close to 300 sessions we'll have this year. And these are all educational sessions, and hundreds of presenters come and present, obviously, their sessions. And in addition to the conference sessions, we've got different events. We have our keynote speaker, who this year is Mike Paciello, who is a pioneer in the accessibility industry. We'll be kicking off our keynote on Tuesday, March 15th in the morning. That's a change from previous years. So we're starting Tuesday morning and followed by the start of the conference sessions through the remainder of the week. We'll have a number of different featured presentations each morning of the conference week with some notable presenters. We have Jared Smith representing WebAIM, who will be discussing web accessibility and sort of going over what WebAIM has done with user survey data just to make informed decisions around inclusion efforts. And then we'll actually also have another feature presentation by attorney Lainey Feingold, who will be giving an accessibility legal update. Something that's also kind of exciting and new, we'll be doing a lunchtime screening of the film Feeling Through, which is the first deafblind actor in a lead role featured in that film. And the writer and director, Doug Rowland, will be present and there to answer any questions. Something I'm actually very excited about is we'll be having a number of social events. We'll have bingo and karaoke and just some fun opportunities just to get together on a social level.
Julia?
Yes.
This is all held at the Anaheim Marriott, correct?
Correct. We're out in California. So the conference takes place in Anaheim at the Marriott. And everything happens there. Like I said, we have the conference. And in addition to that, we also have an exhibit hall where we have a number of exhibiting companies that come. And that is open to not only conference attendees, but as well as to the public. So individuals can come and meet with the different exhibiting companies and learn about their products and services that they have that they have available that they produce.
About the register. How do people, people are listening all over North America, mm-hmm. all over the world, but basically all over North America. Tell them how that they would register and
if they want to go.
Take part.
Yeah,
So maybe they want to travel there, or maybe they just want to check out some of the webinars online.
Yeah, so the best place to go is our website, which is csun.at/conference, and that CSUN is spelled csun.at/conference. There, that's our website, and you can see all the different educational sessions that will be happening, all of the events, as well as the schedule, the location, and also information about how to register.
And online, it doesn't cost anything, correct?
Anything that's being live streamed is free, and you can find out about those presentations also on our website, as well as during the week of the conference is where you can find those live stream links to view those presentations.
Okay.
Right now, isn't CSUN the biggest convention?
It is in the world.
For the vision impaired?
It is.
For the visually impaired, yes.
Longest running and largest conference of its kind.
For the visually impaired, yes.
David, do you have any questions for Julia?
I don't, but hi there, Julia. My question was already answered, and that was exactly how, of course, you want people to go in person, which I would love to go. Just a good excuse to go to California right there. But but as far as checking out the streaming links, because I would like to, I'm not prepared to be able to go out this time, but it does sound like it's set up so well. It really gives you a chance to actually talk to the manufacturers of some of these like braille displays and stuff like that. I would love to be able to.
The best place, is to come and in the exhibit hall to be able to really engage and talk to a lot of the like I said, the exhibiting companies that are there. They all, have lots. A lot of them have a lot of their products there for visitors to, try out and take a look at. And so it is a great opportunity. The exhibit hall is always a fun place to be in.
It's
so lively.
Some of the other conferences around, which, will remain nameless, but, some of them are a little bit smaller, and unfortunately, they'll have eight different exhibitors, but they're rushing you along. Like, you don't have time to really check out anything aside from
waving, blind and visually impaired either.
Right. Yeah, so this is awesome.
Yeah. And it's great because the exhibit hall is open from Wednesday through Friday, so for three full days, and it does give people an opportunity to visit it more than once and spend some time going through and really getting a chance to visit every booth or company that they want to.
And you're in Anaheim, is that right?
We are, yes.
Now, what part of California is that for us ignorant people that have never been?
And so Anaheim is in Orange County. CSUN, the university, is actually in L.A. County or Los Angeles County, but okay. Orange County is right on the border. So we're not too far.
Close to the ocean?
Not terribly far to the ocean, but we're close to the other happiest place on earth that also is in Florida as well. It's
gotcha. Very close to Disneyland. I'm with you because some people that are going to be coming out, they'll be needing to connect that along with vacation and other stuff. So I'm kind of thinking ahead of time, like what's around there and things to do, but. I mean, you're right in the middle of everything, so it's what a great opportunity.
It is fairly central, and it is being that it's in March, we always have a lot of our attendees coming out and extending their stay just to enjoy.
Yeah, why
oftentimes
not?
Oftentimes they're escaping,
frigid
weather and coming out and getting a nice time in California.
Yeah. If I have to go down there and talk about a Braille printer, I can do that. It's just like 20 degrees and snowing up in New York or whatever.
It's a bigger, more than just visiting the conference. A lot of people are definitely escaping
in
California as well.
Well, plus it's the number one conference. I mean, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
And we also heard, Julia, that you're taking really extra steps, precautionary extra steps
COVID.
Because of COVID, we heard.
Yeah.
You have to have your vaccination in order to attend.
Yes, we're taking, lots of health and safety measures. Like you said, we have a vaccination requirement. You know, as I said, that we're kicking off on Tuesday. It's allowing, us to, have more time, more days and spread out a bit. Session rooms are going to be larger, just definitely larger spaces so people can, not feel so boxed in.
That's cool.
And everything will be regularly sanitized and, between sessions, and definitely anything that, changes, because this situation's ever evolving, but, certain precautions will remain in place, but we are constantly evaluating.
You're being conscientious though, for sure.
And absolutely. The health and well-being of everyone is our priority, and it's certainly the thing that's allowing us to get back together in person. And so we're not going to compromise there.
So what would be the cutoff for registration if someone wants to come out there? Because, I mean, things are loosening all over the country and things are getting better. So
There's still time to make your plans. Right now, registration closes on Tuesday, March 8th. So there's a few more weeks left for registration.
Yeah, a couple
and,
weeks.
And like you said, things are changing for the better, and we're very excited that things are moving in a very positive direction. And so there's definitely some time to make those plans to come.
You hear your people in Michigan and Ohio that are 20 degrees. There's still time to make plans. You can get a plane ride cheap. To go to California and you'll be there in no time.
Well, thank you, Julia. Julia, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate
you.
And good luck with the convention.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Have a successful conference and stay well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Welcome.
There. Thanks.
We're going to go to a break and we come back. We'll be talking about quality of life and we'll be having our first trivia.
That's right.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going to break.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach reach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And if you're listening to the first time, wondering what the show is all about, basically, we are the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. That's what the show is basically all about. And tonight, the show is all about talking about quality of life. David?
Yeah,
it's me. Let's discuss a little bit, before you go to our first trivia from you, let's discuss a little bit about quality of life. What's your thoughts about quality of life, David?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when we had talked previously before the show, we kind of covered a few different areas, even outside of quality of life. To a lot, to most people, is how... If you can function, and if you're comfortable, you know, a quality of life for some people is just being able to survive, while other people want to thrive and whatever. But you know, there's the big thing is that regardless of what situation you're in, I think the quality of life depends partially on our own outlook, and being able to help other people is a big part of that. Where if it's not all just about us, you know, you know what I mean.
Part of life, and I say quality of life, is what you say, what you make of it. It's true. When you lose, let's just say, a sense, that you lose your eyes, you lose your sight, that doesn't mean life is over. That's ridiculous. Anybody thinks that, that's being ridiculous. You still have quality. I mean, I lost my sight. I have a great life. I have a wife. I have my kids. I have grandchildren. Now I have great-grandchildren. And true, I can't see them, but I still can experience them. I can feel them. I can touch them.
Animals.
Yes, and I at that time I had my Miss Green. I had the other animals. And the bottom line is, when you have, let's just say, David, let's put it this way. This thought comes to my mind. It goes back to your mindset. Some people are negative. Some people are positive. And it has nothing to do with whether you are Democrat or Republican or anything to do with politics. I'm throwing politics totally out the window because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm certainly not a politician. It goes back to my own brain. My brain was always focused on being positive my whole life. So if you lose a finger, then you still have a hand. You lose your hand, you still have your arm. The point is, you move on. You lose your sight, move on. You still can fly. You still can do. So you can do whatever you want to do. Look at you. You play your guitar. You still have jobs. You work. Yeah, you do.
You write, right.
You write music. You have a life.
On top of being able to enjoy things, you know, of course, learn tons of different skills you could learn and be able to do, you know, basically anything you could ever want that you would have done when you recited. But the things you can do for other people as well. I mean, like we were talking about in the past, volunteering, helping out other people, that's a big thing until if you don't have a job at this point, you could be helping other people.
Well, some people don't want to help other people. Let me just say this to you. The phone number, I'm going to say it nice and slow because we would like you people to call in. I'd like you to call in. The phone lines are wide open. Call in. We'd like you to call in tonight and discuss this subject matter, the quality of life, whether it's quality of life about us, a human being, or quality of life for an animal. Either way, call in. Let's discuss something. 407-894-1680. That's what this show is all about. It's a conversation. It's a talk show. I don't want to just Dave and I talk. I'd like to hear from the audience. 407-894-1680. Should a person who has no quality of life, my brother says to me, the way we put down our beloved Miss Green, that we should be able to put down people, that if they are just going to lay in bed and they're just laying there, forget whether you're sighted or not, They can't get out of bed. They can't do anything. And maybe they can't just, they're on a tube for breathing. Maybe they're being fed for a tube. And doctor says there's no hope. You're never going to get it better. Should they be put down? My brother says they should. Well, that's a whole matter of a discussion. Uh-huh. And I don't want to get into it because then you're going to talk about politics. And I don't want to get into politics. This show is not about politics. But the point is, this show is about blindness and sight people. So I can only talk about a blind person. Dave and I are both blind. So you sighted people listening to this show. If you think you're going to lose your sight, it's all over for you. It's not. That's what we're addressing right now, David and I, that it's not over for you. If you lose your sight and you're sighted now and you lose your sight, it's not over. You're going to have a great life. Right, David?
It's true. I'll tell you, I've got to share something real quick.
Please,
As far as positive view, and this is slightly outside of the blindness field, but a good friend I used to work with years ago, the same age as me, in really good shape. He was sighted. He got Lou Gehrig's disease, which is very debilitating. Typically, you get it, you'll die within 4 or 5 years, and he slowly loses his voice. He eventually he could barely even sit up for himself. But with technology, he was able to communicate with people. He couldn't speak to them, but he could look at the screen, and by blinking and doing eye movements and stuff, he he could actually send emails and send notes to people. So he had such a good sense of humor. He always joked with us and said, as long as he could blink, don't let him pull the plug. So that was his viewpoint.
Everybody's different. Everybody's different at that point. Everybody's different.
Sure, but he felt that he had that life, you know, that quality of life. He still wanted to go on because he thought that life was still well worth living at that point.
Phone number, call in if you'd like to, and I would love to hear from someone. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's what this show is all about. We're discussing a discussion about the quality of life. Call in. Right now, we're going to go to our first trivia. David, you're up. This is your first trivia, David. You're up.
Wow, all right. Well, here's a song. I would love you to call in and tell me who wrote this song, or who's singing it even. It's a good positive song, actually. I think someone will know it right away. I've got a feeling. So please give us a call. Fire away there, Mr. Chris, if you would.
Okay, do you want to take the caller now, or do you want to go ahead and do the trivia first?
Well, if you could, since I already kind of led up to it, at least play the trivia, and then we can take the caller and talk.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, while we're waiting for the people to call.
Just play the tune for us.
407-894-680. Let's talk to the person while we're playing the song. Where's the music coming on? It's all instrumental.
You're going to be hearing it in just a second.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
They say I'm crazy, but I have a good time. I'm just looking for clues at the scene of the crime. Life's been good to me so far.
Okay, there you go. That's good enough, Chris, if you would. Thank you. Please give us a call if you know who did that song, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Who did that song?
I believe we have a caller on the line, but not for trivia.
Somebody that just wants to chat, maybe.
Wants to chat about quality of life. Who's on the line?
We got Peter from...
Quality of life.
Peter.
I'm on the air?
Yes, sir. You're on the air, Peter. How you doing?
Okay. How's it going?
You know, you reminded me of something that someone said once. He said, it's not the years in the life, it's the life in the years.
Correct.
That's quality of life.
Yep.
It's like so many people, they get health care, and they want to cling on to whatever, and how's my health coverage? It's like, I got to remind them, it's not the years in the life, it's the life in the years. Because people sometimes get a disease, they die young, or some accident happens to them, and really, kind of as they're in their eulogy, you want to say, but what? Tell me about the life in the years. I know he didn't have as many years as you would have maybe hoped for, but what did he do with those years? How much life did he fill it with?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's great. Great. That's wonderful. That's right. Thank you very much, Peter.
Where are you calling from, Peter? Peter
huh?
called,
I'm
call, I think, once before.
Calling from Palm Harbor.
Peter, what town are you calling from, Peter?
Palm Harbor? Oldsmar?
Palm Harbor.
Oh, Palm Harbor. I know where that is.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Peter. Thanks
for
calling in. Appreciate it so much. Thanks for calling in.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Have a good night. Thank you.
That's very true. You know, a lot of people listen to this show. They don't do anything. They don't help people. They don't, if they have any money, they don't volunteer. They don't push. They don't, it's amazing. You know, we're a nonprofit radio show. A lot of wealthy people have said to me, right to my face, I can't give to a radio show. I said, why not? We help the visually impaired and blind. Oh, how do you help people? I try to explain how this show is good for them, how the show is good for visually impaired. They won't give to our radio show. Even though we're a nonprofit 501c3, they'd rather give to another organization. They won't give to Blind and Beyond Radio Show because we're a radio show. They don't feel it helps people, even though I told them it does. So that's why we have very few people who give. Thank God for our sponsors and advertisers. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the air. This show would not be going on if we didn't have sponsors. That was who's paying the bills, the sponsors of our radio show. Because everyone gets paid. The radio station gets paid. So when you start talking about quality of life, everybody should help and do something for other people.
Well, we try to improve people's quality.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here.
2016.
Right. That's why we're here.
Every
we're trying
Sunday
to educate and help. And today is not entertaining. Today is not entertaining. Today we're talking about quality of life. Anybody call up for the first trivia yet?
Yes, sir. I got two callers on the phone line right now. We have, I think, a first-time caller. Goes by the name of Mark. He's calling in from Maine. He's visiting Central Florida right now. And he said he was tuned in listening to the show with a good friend of his. And then we got our good friend over in the British Columbia, the one and only Miss Carrie on the phone line. And I think she wants to call in.
She knows her song.
Yeah. So
we'll see what happens with Mark.
What happened, Mark?
Let's go to Mark first. Mark from Maine. How you doing, Mark?
Hello.
Mark.
Hey,
Maine.
Okay.
Mark?
Yes.
Hi, Mark.
What part of Maine are you in, Mark?
Well, actually, I'm in northern Maine, a town called Madawaska, which is way up north. But right now,
Let me see if I can say it. Madawaska. Did I say it right?
Yes,
Madawaska.
You got it right.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, good.
But I'm visiting my friend. I'm visiting my girlfriend, Sherry Brun.
Okay, Madawaska
in Florida.
So, Mark.
Yes.
Who do you think was singing that song, Mark? Who do you think was singing that song?
The singer was Joe Walsh, formerly of the Eagles. And
you are 100%. I'm sorry.
You got it, Mark.
I mean, I remember it from way back in the late 70s, okay? Yeah,
just the tone of your voice. As soon as you called in, I knew you had it.
David and Mark, I have to tell you something funny. When I found the song for you, David, I found a later version of it, and he's up there on the stage, and he said, many of you, your parents grew up with this song. I thought that was a riot.
Oh, yeah, he's a nut. For sure.
So, Mark, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay.
To put down the address, and we'll send you a $10 gift card from Subway. Don't say it on the air, off the air. Give your name and phone number so we can send
your
address.
We appreciate you calling in, man.
We appreciate you.
Oh, no problem.
Very much for calling in. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for listening to the show. Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Hold
on one moment.
Thank you.
Very nice. And now we got our friend from British Columbia that's calling.
That's right, the one and only Carrie from the British Columbia. Carrie, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing today, guys? It's good to be back.
Hi, Miss Carrie. How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Real good. We love British Columbia. My wife and I have been up here a couple times. That's the awesome place.
You got to move. What you got to do is you got to move up here. I think it's Dave, right? David?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so thank
what
you.
Do you have to say?
Well, you
got to
move up
tonight,
here.
Carrie.
You know, then you'll have a really good quality of life. Because you won't have to worry about the heat.
Well, you got a point. Because it is a wonderful place.
I know.
Did you already know who did that song?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
Ah, darn it!
Yeah,
I had a feeling you would too.
Well, wait for the next one. She'll get the next one.
You're a rock and roller, aren't you, Carrie?
Because I'm suffering greatly with the lack of snow.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
What part of British Celtic, what so part of British Columbia are you in?
I live in a place called Castlegar. It's kind of northwest BC. So it's quite
Okay.
I'm actually originally from a place called Mission, which was near the border to Washington State, near Seattle. Way better climate
okay.
down there
yeah.
than this.
I want to know, the dogs go by with the sleds?
We've been up there to Whistler before.
I wanted to
Are you anywhere close to Whistler?
No, oh, no. That's in Vancouver. That's where I used to live. I wish I were.
Okay.
They film Hallmark movies there.
My wife says that they film a bunch of Hallmark movies up there.
Yes, they do. Oh, yeah.
It's so
it's
pretty.
Really, really popular.
Yeah, they almost, but, Hallmark almost lives up there because it's so nice.
And the dogs and the sleds and the Royal Canadian Mounties.
If we decide to move up there, I'm going to look you up for sure.
Go ahead.
Thanks for calling.
No problem. Have a good
day. All right. Yeah, thanks
for calling,
Gary.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Yeah,
that was nice.
Anybody else calling in? I want to discuss quality of life. Love to hear from you. Discuss quality of life. 407-894-680. Anybody like to talk in conversation of quality of life?
3 minutes to the top of the hour, Michael.
Like to hear from you. I'd like to get your opinion.
Does I believe in having as much fun as you can have.
Anybody.
Without hurting anybody, of course.
How's your friend Neville?
Neville is doing good, although he cannot catch the station very well where he is.
Oh,
high atop the in his nursing home, there's competition with a Cuban station, and from Havana, a real Cuban station. So, yeah, and it's so up where he is, it's a little too
where's
staticky.
Well, now, but what
nursing
about,
home?
Yeah, but what about our FM now? 100.7 FM.
I don't know if he's checked that out yet. I haven't checked it out myself yet.
Well, now you can check out WOKB 100.7. It's 100.7
really?
FM. Yep.
Oh, wow. Cool.
We went FM last week. WOKB.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he will.
100.7
I'm sure he'll
FM.
Check that out. No problem. That is excellent. Yay. Talk about some good news. Now he can listen.
I'm so excited about that.
100.7
yeah.
FM. Yes.
Yeah, no, he'll be able to listen on that for sure. So, woohoo! All right.
So, if you're telling the you know who the gadget, you could just say the 100.7 FM,
well,
and it will pull it up.
No, Alexa's just all she needs is a WOKB.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter what. Alexa's different.
Mm.
Yeah, but the but for those that have an actual radio, terrestrial radio, they can pick it up that way.
Yeah.
And it's going to sound a lot better, too. So,
well, you can pick up the show on TuneIn Radio or Alexa. There's many ways you can listen to the show.
All over the place.
And by the way, folks, we have a website. You ever want to go to a website? You ever want to write to me? If you ever write to me, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can write to me, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Hey, it's the top of the hour.
We're going to go to break.
And I know.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.